right, a lot more to talk about here today. We're going to get back to going through the worst climate predictions ever. You know, the ones that said we'd be in an ice age, the ones that said we'd have hundreds of millions of people dying annually by 1975 or 1980, that we would run out of oil by the mid-80s, that we'd be sitting in the dark. All of these claims have just massively failed. Just horribly reckless predictions. That, you know, I'll give you a couple of teasers here. How about this? Let's see here. Dire famines, hundreds of millions to die by 1975. An ice age by the year 2000. America subjected to water rationing by 1974. Food rationing no later than 1980 because we just couldn't create enough food and water. 1980. 42 years ago. These were the, you know, these things have come and gone. A new ice age by 2070. This was said in 1972. In 1974, satellites show a new ice age coming fast. Ozone depletion, great peril to life, 1974. Acid rain killing the life in lakes and destroying the planet, that was 1980. 1978, no end in sight for the 30-year cooling trend. Let's see. The Maldives, underwater by 2018. Guess what? The Maldives, not underwater yet. 1989, they predicted rising sea levels will obliterate nations if nothing is done by the year 2000. You know, and this is going to bite number one. Why not? Al Gore looks like he's not missed a good meal with lots of red meat and sugar lately, but he is declaring war on anyone who opposes his radical and discredited agenda on global warming. Here's more from this old fool. Listen.
Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act. So in answer to your question, I would say we have to have a sense of urgency much greater than we have yet had. And we need have had. And we need to make some changes.
You see what I said about heart disease? And stroke? I mean, if he seized up right there on the stage, you'd not be surprised, would you? I mean, why is it that people like Al Gore and Lurch, John Kerry, sit there and pontificate about health of the planet and health? They're two of the most unhealthy-looking individuals I've ever seen. Good God, Al. With all that money, you think you'd get your wide load to the gym? I'm just saying. Look, don't sit there and wag your fat finger at the rest of us until you do something about the way you look, pal. Clean up your hair. How's that mansion in Tennessee going, by the way, Al? Yeah, these people are such dishonest liars. Anyhow, let me see here. I want to give you a couple of other things. I wanted to go to... where were we? All right, let's go to bite number 10. Bite number 10, all right? The reason being is the document mess for Joe Biden. Has gotten so bad that the late night hosts are now taking shots at the president. That means it's serious, right? When the late night hosts are taking shots at Joe Biden, not that he... Joe, guys, we're bad now. Joe's in bed by 7:30 after he gets a graham cracker and a story, of course. Anyhow, bite 10, go.
Mind, we're going to get to the news. President Biden hosted the NBA champion Golden State Warriors today at the White House, where they gave him an honorary jersey, and he gave them the location of Israel's nukes. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to need those back. The White House said yesterday that it does not keep visitor logs for President Biden's personal residence in Delaware. If you want to know who visited, you'll just have to watch Jay Leno's garage. I think these are classified documents.
Yeah, when you're getting torn up by the late night host, you're probably in pretty good trouble. By the way, KJP says she's not going to take any questions about the documents. It's exactly what I told you was going to happen. Create the special counsel and then hide behind it. Oh, it's an ongoing investigation. I can't speak to that from here. I refer you to my friends in the, you know, the White House counsel's office and so on and so forth. Listen.
I want to reference an interview that President Biden did in mid-September with 60 Minutes. And in that interview, he chided former President Trump for having in his possession classified documents. He called it irresponsible. First of all, do you think it was proper for President Biden to comment on an ongoing DOJ investigation?
So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep it really short today, as it relates to this particular issue, as it relates to an ongoing legal matter. I'm going to refer you to Department of Justice. With that specific, as it relates to anything that you want to ask of us about this legal matter, I would refer you to the White House Counsel office. I'm going to leave it there. Not going to go into further.
I'm simply asking you to comment on the person that you work for.
I just commented. We're moving on. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I already answered your question. Go ahead.
You really
did. Well, I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, it's your opinion. That is your opinion. Go ahead.
Well, the question was about Joe Biden commenting on another investigation. She didn't answer the question at all, but you knew that. Anyhow, here's something for you. Coming up here in February, about the 6th of February, Ivy and I are going to give a roll back to My Pure Health Solutions. I did it 5 years ago now. 5 years ago. I lost more than 40 pounds. It changed my life, made me feel great. Time for a bit of a tune-up, though. Maybe you'd like to join us. You thought about losing weight? Now's the time. Now's the time. Ivy and I are going to do it. You can see me look svelte, which is a word not often used in a Gruber household. Svelte. It's your word of the day. Svelte. Say it with me. Svelte. My Pure Health Solutions. Go to GruberHealth.com to find out about the programs, the personal program for you. Custom made just for you. Not for me, for you. GruberHealth.com. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Here are five more good reasons for multi-sport participation. Multi-sport athletes are more coachable. They have higher athletic ceilings. They become better talent in the long run. They have higher sports IQs. Their sports skills transfer, and they are better teammates. Multi-sport participation is cross-training for life. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.